Wizard. Yeah, you. Wizard, over here. Listen up. Today, you are a lucky motherfucker. You're gonna hear some secret shit you might not have heard of before. So make notes. Don't tell anyone.
This is Wizard PM, and welcome to this brief presentation on wisdom and how the seeking of knowledge relates to the wizard. We will cover the definition of wisdom and how ancient knowledge has shaped the world we live in today. A wizard will wander and through his wanderings gain wisdom. When we look back at the community that has evolved, it is noticeable that somewhere early in the piece, there was a general acceptance and to some degree, a collective adoption of the term the wizards. As it was received endearingly amongst the group, perhaps there was a deeper meaning in our favour of the word wizard. Perhaps the word revealed itself as a transformation occurred, a transformation for each of us on a personal level, and a transformation collectively as we emerged from the forests, forming tight bonds through our mutual shifting of consciousness into a deeper understanding of ourselves and of each other. So please join me as we explore the roots of the word that is so important to our group, as we dive into some detail of wisdom and why it's been so important to civilizations throughout the history of mankind. The word wizard has its etymology in the word wise. Wizard simply means one who is wise. At the time of its introduction in the 15th century, it meant philosopher, sage, or fortune teller. At that time, a wizard was recognized as one who possessed powerful or even magical knowledge. The modern day wizard could be more synonymous with the wise old man archetype, an inherited and instinctive behavioral trait that is universal across the myths and legends of all cultures, as described by Swiss psychoanalyst Carl Jung. Jung states that the wise old man archetype characterizes a profound philosopher distinguished for wisdom and sound judgment. We live in a time where consciousness and wisdom have been exchanged for gratifying distractions. For us to better understand who we are and where we are going, we must pay more attention to understanding from where it is we have come. Only by knowing our trajectory can we determine the path we are heading. Past civilizations were very aware of spirits or gods or invisible non-physical energies. These energies were not only respected, but served as the guide through the journey of life, and it could be argued that such cultures lived at a higher level of consciousness compared with that of our modern world. I think it's safe to say that many modern people have lost their sense of soul and purpose, living burdened with the imbalance of a predominantly material world. It is wisdom that precipitates the evolution from this materialistic civilization to a harmony among humankind towards a golden age that nurtures the delicate life force of planet Earth. Spiritual relevance to life for the ancients came from the observation of the solar system, the stars, and galaxies, and it was the understanding of astronomy that led to a wider understanding of life on Earth. This was one part of where wisdom began. Evidence of the importance of astronomy to our ancestors includes the Egyptian pyramids of Giza, built to align with the North Star, the Inca's Machu Picchu, which has well-documented astronomical alignment, and the Mayan's Chichen Itza, with stone carvings depicting the time cycles of celestial bodies. Even our planets are named in Latin, after gods of the Roman Empire, including Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. We're still trying to find out today what spiritual sciences these ancients knew about. How did they achieve what they achieved, and were they even from this world? Let's start our journey with consciousness. Consciousness, in simple terms, is the ability to recognize or perceive accurately what has happened or what is happening, both within the microcosm of the self and in the external environment or macrocosm. We perceive things through our senses, so when we become more aware of something, we use phrases such as making sense of things or coming to the senses. Ancient knowledge seekers studying the nature on earth and celestial bodies in the sky came to realize that life existed according to a set of universal principles, and man was no exception to the rule. We could use these principles to better understand ourselves. The creator of all things designed nature through patterns. The beauty within the geometrical shapes of nature is referred to as sacred geometry, as although its divine complexity is the basis of all things, there are simply no answers to who, how, or why it is designed the way it is. As one elevates his level of consciousness, he finds a greater ability to see the repeating patterns of the universe, which may have been previously unrecognized. He can then apply those patterns to himself. He broadens his perspective with a deeper understanding of things. As if a fog lifted, he can now see things more clearly. So a higher level of consciousness is a higher ability to perceive self and the environment, which is at this point where we connect consciousness closer to the definition of our topic, wisdom. Traditions, religions, and schools have evolved towards directing the human mind along the map of consciousness, taking the knowledge of our ancient ancestors, refining it, and passing it on to those who have the desire to pursue a deeper understanding of the evolution of the immanent spirit within. Unfortunately, man's tendency to seek power has corrupted many religions and traditions, and we see a phase in our evolution today which somewhat rejects and completely denies anything that is not physical matter. But before we dive into the juicy parts of ancient wisdom, let's look at a more modern and arguably more boring psychological perspective. The Oxford Dictionary defines wisdom as capacity of judging rightly in matters relating to life and conduct, soundness of judgment in the choice of means and ends. Notice in this definition the use of the words choice as well as means and end. One cannot judge if he does not have any options to choose from, and one must strive to see the cause and effect if he is to reveal any type of pattern. On a psychological and cognitive level, wisdom characterizes expertise in seeing various perspectives to deal with the difficult questions of life, while still recognizing the limits of one's knowledge. Transcendent wisdom, or sapience in Latin, refers to the more cosmic big picture definition of wisdom, transcending mere practical wisdom and referring to a deeper understanding of self and interconnectedness. Somewhere along the way, the context of spirituality disappeared from the definition of wisdom, as science morphed it into a less magical and more intellectual meaning. So how did our ancient ancestors understand the universe? According to astrotheologist and historian Jordan Maxwell, the rising sun to our ancestors literally was the risen saviour, for without the sun's energy, there is darkness, and with perpetual darkness, there is eventually the death of all living things. Our ancestors' lives revolved around the sun. As far as they were concerned, if there was a god, then surely that large, bright, life-giving light in the sky would be the sun that God gave to man. Maxwell explains many more modern-day phrases derived from an ancient origin, alluding to the idea that our ancient history may not be so far from how we live today. Take Horus, for example, the Egyptian god representing the morning sun, who would reincarnate each morning, rising and giving birth to each day. He was Horus rising, which is where we get the English word horizon. He then walked across the sky as a light skywalker, separating his steps into 12 Horus, or as we say, hours, before his brother Set, the god of darkness, would arrive at sunset. The age-old story between day and night, light and darkness, good and evil, truth and deceit, goes back to the beginning of time on earth. Take a close look at the terminology we use in modern conversation, and it becomes evident that we might still worship the light of the sun, even if on a subconscious level. We talk about seeing things from different angles to become enlightened, the truth becoming clear in the light of day, and being lied to or not knowing something feels like being left in the dark. We talk about darkness being evil, and we talk about seeing a bright light when we pass into heaven. It seems to be the same story of dark and light. We explore life through the many lenses of our perspectives and beliefs, and we feel brighter when we are with the people we love. It seems that we sure do just love that sun. In a way, like reincarnation, the human mind follows the cycles of Horus, setting and rising with the sun, and reincarnating with the birth of each day. As we expand our consciousness and evolve, we are essentially regenerating continually our sense of self. Let's now briefly look at religion and wisdom. In ancient Egypt, there is the god Thoth. In ancient Greece, there is the god Hermes. In the Hellenistic period between Alexander the Great and Cleopatra, both Thoth and Hermes became synonymous with each other to become what is known today as the mythological figure of Hermes Trismegistus. The proposed teachings of Hermes are the basis of the philosophical system called Hermeticism, which is an important theme in esoteric knowledge and something that we will revisit later in this presentation. In ancient Persia, from around 1000 BC, there is the Ahura Mazda, meaning God in the sky, and literally God of wisdom. In the Hebrew Bible, wisdom is exemplified by Solomon. In Christian theology, wisdom represents an aspect of God and is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. In Indian traditions, wisdom can be called prana. Developing one's wisdom is a central idea in Buddhist traditions, where the ultimate aim is often presented as seeing things as they are, which in turn is the path to complete freedom from suffering. In Hinduism, the god of wisdom is Ganesha. The Islamic term for wisdom is hikmah. Prophets of Islam are believed by Muslims to possess great wisdom. In Chinese religion, Confucius said that the love of learning is akin to wisdom. In Taoism, wisdom is adherence to the three treasures, charity, simplicity, and humility. In the 16th century, it was first proposed that one and the same divine truth may be found in the religious and philosophical traditions of different periods and places. Everyone's talking about the same thing, believe it or not, referred to as perennial philosophy. So why hide knowledge? With wisdom being such an important and recurrent theme across the history of all religions, and the concept of perennial philosophy implying that we're basically all talking about the same thing, why has certain knowledge and beliefs become so sacred and secretive that it's worth dying for? Of course, the first reason that comes to mind is that knowledge is withheld simply because of power. After all, knowledge is power. Another reason is that certain knowledge can represent a certain spiritual belief, and considering much of the knowledge of the early Western philosophies came from pagan gods, it's been at times very necessary to hide this knowledge to avoid persecution from other powerful religions. Secretive knowledge can be referred to as esoteric knowledge, which generally means it is restricted to a small group, difficult to understand, and special or rare information. The opposite to esoteric is exoteric, meaning suitable to be imparted to the public. Of course, there is an eternity of ancient Eastern and Western history that we could dive into, but for the purpose of this presentation, we will focus on Egypt. Ancient Egypt represents perhaps the most complex mystery of ancient knowledge that modern man still struggles to understand. Hieroglyphics etched into stone reveal little of the technology that this civilization possessed. Just how did they construct the Great Pyramid with 2.3 million blocks, weighing a total of 6 million tons. No theories really stack up. How do they know how to use meters, feet, and cubits in their design before meters was even invented? The evidence of our amnesia is right in our faces in the form of 2-ton stones, cut to perfection and constructed into a mathematically perfect design. Around 300 to 400 AD, it was the Roman Empire that was at the center of the world, and it was at this time that Christianity began to become an effective political strategy to unify the empire. Much of the pagan knowledge of this time was eventually outlawed, diluted, or forgotten. As funding became scarce, paganism became undesirable, and temples were recycled or destroyed. Christianity led the way and eventually developed a with us or against us power play. It was at this time that the earliest traditions of Western esotericism emerged in the Eastern Mediterranean, where Hermeticism and other traditions developed as schools of thought distinct from what was mainstream Christianity. Hermeticism, as described earlier, is philosophy said to be taught by the mythical figure of Hermes Trismegistus. It places great emphasis on the idea of as above, so below, and so below, as above, which suggests that there is a correspondence between the physical and spiritual realms. These Hermetic philosophies emphasize a personal knowledge of God through an understanding and application of 7 universal principles to a place of self-realization of the spirit within. After the fall of Rome, alchemy, philosophy, and other aspects of the tradition were largely preserved in the Arab and Near Eastern world, and it was during this time that Arabic regions went through a golden age. A secret society called the Knights of the Templar claims to have been actively seeking lost knowledge and artifacts through the periods of the Crusades. Renaissance Europe saw increasing interest in ancient knowledge, with various intellectuals combining Western and Eastern pagan philosophies with the Kabbalah and Christian philosophy, and in the 17th century, there was the development of initiatory societies such as Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry. Yep, it seems that over the history of mankind, there has always been a demand of some type, an industry, if you will, which serves to the existential quest that permeates the minds of every human being. The strive towards answers to who am I, why am I here, and what is my purpose. The need to reveal the true light of the soul beyond moral conscience to a more infinite, deeper knowledge within, a never-ending motivation of the unconscious to become conscious. The Hermetic-based traditions such as the Rosicrucians and Freemasons established themselves for the purpose of offering members a sort of a map which guides participants to a better understanding of the imminent expanding levels of consciousness. Out of interest, the initiatory stages of Rosicrucianism classically refer to the beginnings of this incarnation as taking a draft of forgetfulness, meaning that we start this life without any karmic memory of past incarnations, so that we can start our own hero's journey in this life in an effort to reclaim ourselves and our purpose in life. But just how influential were these Hermetic philosophies? As we've already discussed, ancient wisdom really does still impact how we live today more than we are aware of. Not only has the past shaped the words and phrases we use today, but the conscious awakenings of people now long gone lives on in the way that we still use their grand epiphanies to understand our current existence. Just imagine how the extraordinary conscious expansion of one person, like Sir Isaac Newton and his understanding of physics, shaped the conscious awareness of an entire civilization thereafter. What was a breakthrough for him then is common knowledge for all of us now. In one way, you might consider his consciousness expanded to a level that had an impact so great that it transcended the mortality of his human flesh. As his epiphany now lives on in every mind that understands the concept of a gravity. And similarly, for all those who have excelled to the level of understanding that in turn shifted humanity to a better understanding of the principles of our universe. How can your conscious expansion shift the community that you live in? We should remember that the original philosophers existed in a time before philosophy was even a thing. Sophia is Greek for wisdom, so philosophia or philosophy means lover of wisdom. Plato and Pythagoras were mathematicians who applied their understanding of patterns and laws to further understand other abstract phenomena, including human behavior. The natural law states that there is an effect for every cause and a cause for every effect. Galileo was one of the first modern thinkers to clearly state that the laws of nature are mathematical. Paracelsus, the man responsible for the foundation of toxicology, believed in magic more than he believed in medicine. In 1964, Francis Yates, an English historian of the Renaissance, advanced the thesis that Renaissance Hermeticism had been a crucial factor in the development of modern science. While Yates's thesis has been largely rejected, the important role played by the Hermetic science of alchemy is undeniable, with some of the world's most influential people being proponents of the craft. Some notable names from the Hermetic traditions include the founder of modern chemistry, Robert Boyle, and Sir Isaac Newton, the founder of modern physics. John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon, many of whom believe are contributors to the works of Shakespeare, Carl Jung, who we've mentioned earlier today, and of course, the founding fathers including Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson is quoted as saying, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech. Reason and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error." The Hermetic emphasis on the individual to ask questions and test the universal principles is a key distinction from that of many religions. It is only in this way of respectful inquiry that a deeper knowledge can be attained. So why do we see an Egyptian pyramid on a US $1 bill? Those who signed the American Declaration in 1776 were members of either the Masonic or Rosicrucian societies, both of which trace their philosophies back to ancient Egypt. These founders were interested in generating a new world order, as is stated on the note, which would separate them from the suppressive powers of the Vatican Church, the long-standing power of the old world of Europe. The pyramid on the dollar bill is a plain sight symbol of the connection between the wisdom of the ancients and the continuing power wielded by those who care to understand it. The Declaration became one of the most influential documents in the history of the world, and many have fought and sacrificed their lives to defend it. The wisdom and conscious awakening within the Declaration served as the pillar that formed the free world in which we enjoy today. If this wisdom has been so critical to the understanding of our history, ourselves, and our consciousness, is it not strange that it's still uncommon knowledge whilst the world goes through a mental health epidemic? As we wrap up some of the brief history of ancient knowledge, let us revisit what it means for a wizard to seek wisdom. Everything that has been created by man began with a thought. Thoughts create our existence and the quality of experience here on earth. To be responsible for that which we regenerate, we must be responsible for that which we think. This is the principle of mentalism and a leading concept of ancient wisdom. Without knowing our history, we are unable to make judgment because we are unconscious of the patterns that have created the universe, nor the patterns that influence the behaviors of humans. Understanding the powers that govern this world may reveal the darker tendencies of human creation, but it does not conclude that power itself is evil in nature. To move towards a wizard utopia, our society must continue to raise its consciousness collectively so we can become wizards of discernment. That is, starting with the self, the community creates a desirable reality by consciously choosing it. Wisdom, therefore, is action. It is knowledge and understanding applied. Let us honour the wizard title by continuing our curiosity and inquiry, not only into ourselves, but into the world in which we live. To regenerate ourselves to the brightest future, we need to program our own consciousness with the brightest thoughts. A higher level of consciousness on a communal level creates the golden harmonic, and this creates the golden era. You will recall from the hero's journey that once the wandering hero steps across the threshold, he finds a mentor to guide him along the way. I would see it fit that if we are to honour our name, it is an obligation of the wizard to be the mentor. For the tale would go on that the wanderer had been on the most extraordinary journey, and through his losses and struggles, he learned that he must honour the discomfort of the unknown if he is to maintain his thirst for enlightenment. He could never, with a finite mind, understand an infinite universe, but he had gained enough wisdom to understand that his time on earth was not about popularity or riches. Rather, it was about the never-ending quest to uncover the eternal beauty of all creation, and perhaps when his human meat suit had expired, to return from the reconnaissance mission and reiterate to the entire cosmos just how fucking divine it really is.
The wandering hero, as if holding a pair of scales, takes the good and shuns the evil to become the wizard.
Thanks for listening, gents. This has been a short presentation of the history of wisdom, a little bit of humour, and what it means for a wizard to seek knowledge.